Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Stephen Robinson says hello. Saturn Shines is discussing not funny, not senile, but cunning. Knows exactly what takes a country down. Is that a description of Joe Biden? It would totally fit. As today, Joe Biden totally violates one of his... He had let it hurt during the campaign, clearly, that he was against wars in the Middle East. But they would always say, like, oh, well, we don't need a war in the Middle East. But now it's happening. I have no choice but to have a war in the Middle East. And unfortunately, yes, she was referring to Biden. Yes, unfortunately, Biden, whatever he says in the campaign, I wouldn't expect him to follow up on. I would simply expect him to follow the rhythm of politics, which had led me to predict that this year, even if there were no news to indicate this, I had predicted that this year would be a year where the American administration somehow brings us into a Middle Eastern war. And tonight we hear that Joe Biden has signed the strikes that I was talking about yesterday, the strikes that will begin an escalation, and if they don't work, if they lead to more replies by the other side, they will lead Congress to step in and eventually authorize a war against perhaps Iran, perhaps the proxies of Iran, as they call them. Wall Street Silver was saying Congress is trying to ram through a bill to expand welfare benefits for illegals crossing the border. They are advertising the legislation as tax relief, but it is a Trojan horse with where the title has nothing to do with the actual language in the legislation. It is going to cost us $155 billion in just the next year if it passes. It's a welfare expansion bill, including for illegals, more handouts, and inflationary deficits. We are headed toward the money printing direction, and that might actually send Bitcoin upward immediately. I was expecting Bitcoin to fall a little bit because the ETF craze, I was like, there has to be a drop. But it seems that the max drop we may ever seen was to 40K. And we're already back to 43.2K right now. I'm seeing it on my desk clock right here. And it seems that Bitcoin is back in the up direction. So it may we may have seen the bottom already of this whole sell the news BTC ETF. I personally expected a wider dip. But when you think about it, there's just so much people wanting Bitcoin, buying Bitcoin. And we are headed toward perhaps the direction of war deficits and money printing in various ways, artificial stimulation of the economy to maintain geopolitical control across the planet. All of this, we know that Bitcoin has been designed to absorb the strength. Stephen Robinson says, as long as the stock market goes up, the four-year cycle will continue. Yeah, well, it's... It's so heartbreaking for real traders, you know, people who have talent and who know the value of things, because they're going to try shorting. And in a way, it would be logical that their short would be profitable. But no, number go up. It always goes up. It's sad in a way because it's artificial, but that is the game. That is the Bitcoin game. And you have to accept it if you're a Bitcoin trader. It's very hard. I have never seen anyone profit from shorts in the bull run. Now, they can profit from short when you get into the bear market in 2-3 years from now. But this bull run, you know, these little wicks down, I know no one who can catch them. I know no algorithm who can catch them. I know no trader who can catch them. It's heartbreaking. It always goes up. And so you find yourself with the realization that I've had like two bull runs ago, I've had the realization that there was no way for me to do better than HODL. Lendahl says, shorting BTC is like directly staring in the sun. Careful out there. Yes. Yes. Stephen Robinson says, this bull run is going to be epic. Yes, at 43.3K already, the recovery is so quick. I was expecting some kind of sell the news event, but it's not happening. The names of baby girls in the US since 1951, Linda, Mary. I'm okay with Mary. Linda is, I've known too many Lindas. Linda's has been wasted for me. Deborah, Susan, okay, Lisa, Julie, oh my God, Lisa takes over, absolute Lisa domination, that was in 1966, let's check the years here, Mary comes back in Alaska, Michelle, oh yeah, Kimberly. Kimberly, I kind of like it because it reminds me of the sexy Power Ranger, you know, the pink Power Ranger. Jennifer reminds me of Jennifer Love Hewitt, one of my first loves. Melissa, absolute Jennifer domination from 1976 to 1980. And we have an Amanda birthing in the Virginia, whatever, North Carolina, whatever. Jessica, Ashley, boom. The 80s, the split between the West Coast and the East Coast, 1986. Jessica for the West, Ashley for the right. I've been fooled by an Ashley. I thought she was a sexy woman. It was a black man. I've been lied to with this Ashley name. 1988, Brittany emerges in the East. Jessica still dominant in the West. Emily stemming in the North. Samantha in the Great Lakes. Ashley is kind of dominant. Hannah, oh my God. Is it because of Anna, not Hannah Hayes, the porn star that I interviewed, but is it because of Hannah, this Disney girl? Alexis, Madison. Oh yeah, Madison. This feels so good, Madison. Because you knew with the Madison, you knew she was a beautiful girl in the high school. She had blonde hair. They were tinted, but it's okay. You knew with a Madison you were... Oh, yeah, Hannah Montana. That was... Hannah Montana. Madison is so evocative to me. It's the girl that gets the quarterback. Saturn Shine says, Madison was a male name. Is it really? Because I've seen many, many girls be named Madison. Hannah, Madison, Emma. Oh, Emma, 2005, 2006. Ava. I'd never heard that name. Ava, A-V-A. Olivia, Isabella. And we have one instance of Isabella. You know the cake girl from hashtag CakeGate? The girl with the boobs preparing the cake. Her name is Isabella. Isabella takes over. Sophia, oh my God. Sophia takes the West. Emma on the East. 2015. Harper? What the fuck? When you name your daughter Harper, it's starting bad in life. Olivia, kind of beautiful. Reminds me of Olivia Newton-John. But I wouldn't name my daughter Olivia. Mia, in the West. Ava, with a late popularity in the Southeast. Evelyn, Amelia, Emma, and And we are in 2018 at the end of this graph. With Charlotte. Charlotte in the Upper East part. Stephen Robinson says Harper is a dog's name. That would sound more realistic to me for a dog. Andrew Wilson is getting attacked in absolutely dirty and just low levels ways by Tree of Logic and Brittany Venti. I don't want to cover any of this drama, but I just want to join the discussion to say I am extremely disappointed by Brittany Venti. She is now making tweets that are just disgusting, attacking Rachel for her appearance, attacking them for having had a 10-year-old who died. Like, if you had a 10-year-old who died, I'm sure that you are heartbroken for life about it. To have this kind of low-level, low-IQ, mixed-race person in Brittany Venti coming to judge you on this event is absolutely ridiculous. And we know that she's not even truly judging them. She's just trying to raise dirt. And in fact, they're even trying to make up a fake story and with absolutely no journalistic ethics. They're trying to make a fake story where the daughter of Andrew Wilson would have been pimped to a groiper. And it's like, apparently that there actually was just a love story, and the daughter of Andrew Wilson went out by choice with a groiper and eventually dropped him. That was just an exploratory relationship as you have in teenage years. But it's so low to raise all this dirt on false bases and to attack people's family, children. I am absolutely disgusted at the behavior of these. It's really unhinged. And I'm telling you, Andrew, these unhinged people are fucking dangerous. What I would do if I were you, block them all on Twitter. Never talk to them again. Let them live in their ignorance and let them live in their lies. That's what they deserve. Because even you going out there and correcting it, it's actually bringing attention to these stories. If I were you, Andrew, but you, of course, Big Papa Fascist doesn't need counseling. But if I was Andrew, I would block, 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 zero engagement, zero mention. You don't exist anymore. And then you write their obituary. Then you do a full... The day Brittany Venti dies, you do a full two-hour show explaining how little her life mattered to the world. Master Slave says, JF got Twitter rejected and now he's on the warpath. I'm not on the warpath in this particular case. I'm not here to bash on Brittany Venti. It's not this. I am disgusted by Brittany Venti. I wouldn't have commented on this story if it wasn't that actually Andrew Wilson himself published a video about this. Venti attacks me and my wife through death of 10-year-old. A heartbreaking story where Andrew trusted his 10-year-old to be with another friend. And apparently this other friend was a bad influence and they did something that they shouldn't have done, and it put their life at risk. And his 10-year-old ended up dying from the bad influence of this other young boy. So something that was out of the control of the hands of Andrew Wilson, unless you wanna say, well, he shouldn't have let him hang out with other boys. Maybe it's a lesson learned, but it's certainly not a case of negligence or a case of him not having weighed the risks and not knowing those risks. Anyways, extremely dirty behavior by Brittany Venti. do you even have children, Brittany Venti? Like, how the fuck is it that you spend your days judging other people's families? Do you even make children? Or is this really a fake life that you live? You live a fake life, making fake cookies, fooling men into thinking that you're trad, fooling men into thinking that you make cookies, but they're not real, and your babies and your eggs aren't real. The love story between Taylor Swift and this footballer is nothing else than total Aryan victory. It is a reminder to the ugly positive left that no matter how much they blur the line of sexual dimorphism and beauty, the white Stacy will always go for the white Chad footballer. See, this, I really like this. I've been commenting on it yesterday, and I've been just churning it in my head, because there are people who dislike them for being leftist, and who dislike Taylor Swift for being an unhinged Trump hater. But I really love that no matter how much of a Trump hater and a liberal you can be, no matter how much this guy is a liberal, in their very acting, in their very relationship, they cannot help but undermine the left.
Awesome job. No turnovers by Kansas City. They got 66 yards of total offense until that play.
What do I see? I see the top beauty at the school getting the quarterback. I see the top cheerleader dressed in pink, dating the quarterback who smells of armpit sweat because he's won a game. And that is so great that we can get this in 2024. And you realize that just this is calling the left's bullshit better than any word I could put together. See, I can be here debunking the left with facts and logic. It's the left's project to undermine sexuality and heterosexuality falls in the face of reality because they keep getting fucked on it. They keep losing to it. The same thing was with Millie Bobby Brown, something like this, the girl of Strange Things. She was posing left. She was shaving her head for her appearance as an LGBT child in Strange Things. She was charming the left until it went to, now I have to pick a husband in real life. I'm 19 and I want to get babies. She goes for the Chad Bon Jovi child. They go for the Chad. And just this is totally undermining the asexual vision of the left. And I love it so much. We should absolutely elevate Taylor Swift as an Aryan queen. It doesn't matter if you dislike her, dislike her politics. Doesn't matter if she's anti-Trump. Elevate her as a queen. And I love Stephen Robinson's meme, although it's deceptive because Taylor Swift doesn't want you to vote for Donald Trump. But I see Stephen Robinson here. I think you are touching something very important. Taylor wants you to vote for Donald Trump. I think that fake Taylor Swift memes will be an important component of the 2024 election. Because she's reacted. She reacted to the fake AI porn. And you know how the internet works. If you react, do not feed the troll. This is one of the first lessons you learn about the internet. She fed the trolls, and she may get even more fake memes of her. But in a way, Taylor, by dating the Giga male, is asking you to vote for Donald Trump. She may not know it. She may not say it that way, but indirectly she is saying heterosexuality is back. And who's representing heterosexuality in this election? It's Donald Trump. Aquanote says she deliberately reacted to get free social media engagement. You guys all know this. Well, there you go. She fed the troll. Aquanaut says, Jeff, isn't it kind of tragic that a white woman choosing a white man is a cause for celebration? Shouldn't that just be the statistical norm? Well, it's not just this. It's that they are at the top of the dating selection ladder and they choose each other, thereby confirming the ladder, hereby confirming the sexual dimorphism of humanity. See, it's so important because the left would want to decorate this guy, would want to say, oh, it's just random that he's muscled like this. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's male. And, oh, he identifies as male, but he could identify as something else. And, oh, she could identify as male, but she just happens to identify as female. And she wears these glossy nail polish. It's like, no, she's a female. He's a male. He's at the top of the male peak performance. She's at the top of the female peak performance, and they choose each other in total ignorance of all of your fucking ugly theories. That is much more than a white person choosing another white person. It is an absolute confirmation. It's like you were in a tribe of monkeys, and it's like, boop, 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 and they throw stuff at each other, and they provoke each other, and they threaten each other. And there's a bunch of monkeys, they're defective genetically, and they started arguing that there is no such thing as hierarchy in the monkey tribe. It's like, bro, it's all relative whether you're alpha or beta. How do you feel exactly? Maybe you don't feel alpha today, well, maybe you're beta. And it's like they started arguing about this years ago, and what you have here is the top alpha male picking a fight with the top beta male and just bashing his cranium on a rock until he's dead. And it's like, reconfirmation, motherfuckers. You guys wanted to lie about the world. You guys wanted to hide yourself from the reality. I'm going to put it right in your face. I'm bashing this guy's face into a rock. This is what you have. It's much more than a white female choosing a white male. It's Taylor Swift, whether she likes it or not, telling you to vote for Donald Trump. That's what it is. U.S. Navy detonates 40,000 pounds of explosives to test a ship. I don't know if... Is it a ship that's meant to explode this? Is it a suicide ship? Or is it a ship that they wanted to test for its solidity with respect to the explosion? I don't know, but it's a massive explosion. Let's have a look. You need some energy to lift this wave, let me tell you. That is some explosive energy. To lift all the surface area of water, look at the impact wave. Boom. Whoa. Oh, yeah, America. Wow, wow, wow. I guess maybe it's a drone type of boat, a suicide boat that you send to an opponent ship, or maybe you send it to a port and it explodes everything. Carl T is noting that the women are feeling the squeeze of AI. The terrifying rise of AI companions. AI girlfriends are replacing women. Your soulmate is not a robot. Deep dive, will AI robots replace women? Don't date AI girls. Sex robot replace real woman. Should sex robots be illegal? Should we be worried about sex robots? The most advanced AI girlfriend ever created is here. There is worries. But I think it's all going to be good because ultimately what's going to be threatened by AI is not the reproductive regular female in your life. It's going to be this attention grabbing with makeup, super makeup, displays that are all intended to get males to click. This is all suddenly going to become imitable signal. My theory is the AI bounty will be good for the regular relationships between the true love between male and female. We have here a protester interrupting Nikki Haley.
Only way we will get that done.
No new wars. You're in the military industrial complex.
None of us want new wars.
She says, none of us wants new war. That's always what the neocon will say, but then they will go to war.
None of us want new wars.
He has ripped the campaign of Nikki Haley. Nikki, it's time to leave the campaign. You've been found out. You are a neocon. We will get war with you. We're not interested. Leave the campaign. Kanye West has made a little crisis in response to a TMZ journalist, but I think his outburst is justified, and it's quite intelligent what he says to her. It's hard to hear on the audio, so I'm going to read the important section here from Mario Nafal's Twitter, because they eventually seize her camera and they hide it, so we don't get to hear very strongly what Kanye is saying. But she's like, hey, Kanye! But I will show you the bout where we get her question. She's like, hey, Kanye.
Hey, Kanye. How you doing? It's good to see you. People want to know if Bianca has her free will. Some people are saying you're controlling her.
And Kanye totally bumps her camera. So people want to know if Bianca has her free will or whether you're controlling her. Those are questions designed to get into people's life, to tickle them. And he takes her on the side and he says, don't come asking me your dumb ass shit. I'm a person, bro. You think because you're a white woman, you can walk up on me like that? Ask me about my wife, if she's got free will? Are you crazy? This is America. I'm a legend. I'm here to support Charlie Wilson. You come ask me some dumbass shit about my wife. That's my wife, you understand? You ask me, does my wife has free will? What a dumbass, disrespectful question to ask a grown-ass superhero. What do you think? What do you make a year? I'll pay you double what they're paying you. You want to work for me instead? And she's acting all I want is my phone back. She caused exactly the kind of reaction that she wanted to cause. And that's how you do as a TMZ journalist. I really like the response of Kanye. You know, this has to stop. This whole idea that females are the ultimate agents of decision-making always, like the female. The female choice is so great. We must adore it. Oh, but now she's with a guy. He must be manipulating her. He must be responsible for everything she does. It's like, choose. Either females. I'm willing to live in any society you want. You tell me what's the rule. But if you're telling me that females are adults with decision-making power over their own life, don't come and annoy me with these questions of control when I can't. I can't control females, and Kanye probably can't control Bianca. That's just what it is in current society. If she was under a state of threat, she could come out and reveal it to the police and complain, but she hasn't. So don't you come and try to break the couple with these insidious questions. Insider paper, Elon Musk says that the first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. So they have implanted their chip. Elon was saying that that he has first signs that the electrodes are catching some neural spikes. That is not a massive advance. That is not an important advance. It's been done before a lot of times with universities in labs. And so there is no progress here that Elon is doing other than trying his own format of the chip, which has yet to demonstrate any technological superiority. White Minnesota farmer sues the state over a discriminatory program. A Minnesota farmer is suing the state over an agricultural grant program that discriminates on the basis of race and sex. Yeah, it's like, you want black woman? You want black woman to operate these machines and to be responsible for acres and acres of potatoes and onions? Something's it's just not going to happen. They are looking for members of a community of color, individuals who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, or asexual, any other emerging farmers as determined by the commissioner. So basically anything but white males. But, I mean, white males have what it takes to organize these massive collection efforts that require intelligence, coordination, patience, knowledge that the other people have just chosen not to get into it. So grant the money to whoever can do the thing and has demonstrated that they could do the thing. Aquanote says asexual literally just means incel. Asexual is a thing. I mean, I don't promote it as an identity. I don't think it's important. I don't think it's important to wear as a flag your particular sexual preferences. But I think that asexual is a thing. Someone who's not particularly fascinated and interested in sex. And, you know, in the modern time of the spamming of sex, the asexual kind of is protected against a lot of crap, because I saw people ruin their lives for their sexual dreams and never attaining it. You know, this kind of pursuing hedonism constantly. People invest huge amounts of effort in unreproductive sex in the modern times. And I think it makes sense to some extent to be asexual today, in the sense that what are the sexual acts that truly count in your life? You're going to have 3-4 babies. Well, those are the 4 only sexual acts that truly count. All of the rest is socializing, basically. And people are doing way too much socializing. Blinken is confronted on the Geneva Convention. A protester has been arrested or at least expulsed.
The Geneva Convention forbids the bombing of densely populated areas. Stop supporting the genocide and ethnic cleansing of the people of Gaza. Cease fire now. Save the children of Gaza.
Save the children of Gaza. We should not be bombing populated area. I agree with these statements. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Make sure you add a payment method in your Odyssey account if you'd like to see this button. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Women only care about personality and confidence, and you just need to realize that, and other hilarious jokes you can tell yourself. So here, the incel guy on Twitter is complaining against this whole concept that women only care about personality and confidence. I mean, they probably don't only care about this, but it's an important component. It's amazing. It's amazing what you can grab in terms of quality of woman with just a little more confidence and a little more track record of stuff you've realized. You don't need to be super beautiful. You don't need to be super rich. So I don't know if we should mock this saying. I think the only thing that's wrong with this saying is that they only care about this. They don't only care about this, but they care about this a lot. To the point where you can exploit this. If you're a man, you can show yourself to be overconfident and it will lead to rewards. Mark Cuban, people are now saying that Mark Cuban has acknowledged a violation of the law on Twitter because people were questioning him about the fact that he seemed to mention that basically he was hiring diversity at his basketball stadium because it's good for business. Basically, he was implying, oh yeah, I make more money by hiring black janitors, which is, I don't know that it's true. I don't know that he wouldn't know that it's true. I think it's something that the left likes to claim. They love to claim, oh yeah, diversity is it's just economically better. No, this has never been demonstrated. But Mark Cuban appears to have went too far in his diversity loving because he said race is part of the equation, never the deciding factor, as is diversity of background. And people were starting to point out that, hey, the fact that it's part of your equation would make it illegal. The law is not that you shouldn't hire based on race as a sole factor. The law is that you cannot include race as a factor at all. And here, basically, Mark Cuban is telling us, I'm not hiring white people. So I don't know if there will be a lawsuit, but it would be fun to see as a result of his own admission on Twitter. A black woman, are arguing with this black man, that he should be paying for them all. Man, you have to give some sympathy to the black man. In a way, the black man is post-divorce. The black man has accepted that he was surrounded by draining parasites. And he said, fuck it, I'm playing that game. But it's not a fun game to play, and in a way, they're stuck in that game.
Separated. I got the birthday girl and my wife.
Separate tags. Sorry, you're the only man at this table. Why are we doing separate tags? It's all women here.
The French Barrett girl considers that he has a wife. He's even paying for a girl who is unrelated to, but it's her birthday, so he's being generous to her. But they all want to be paid for because they're women.
No, but I'm not responsible for paying everybody. I got the birthday
but
girl.
You invited everybody.
You invited all of us.
I didn't invite you, but I didn't sign up for that. Okay, there's nobody else doing
but you participate.
I'm knowing
I'm sorry.
I don't care how y'all
wait,
do it.
I'm sorry, Dave, but you always pay, like, you're the only man at the table. You're not going to pay the check,
I'm not obligated. I got my whole family.
It's $700 for this whole table, and it's my birthday.
This is your podcast, co-host. This is your best friend.
It's only $700.
It's only fans.
You're being cheap.
Are you kidding me right now?
You guys are being cheap right now.
Okay,
if that was the case, I'd have just took you out.
Are you being cheap? Dre, are you going to let him sit here with a whole table full of women?
I really feel like it's not his responsibility, and when y'all get a husband,
I'm sorry.
Well, the wife seems to at least be standing with the guy. It's not his responsibility. He has no gain to have from paying the meal to these unknown other black women. John Drake says, I wouldn't even entertain this nonsense. Yeah, it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Why is a full-grown man competing against teenage girls? A 50-year-old trans professor has been allowed to identify himself into a swimming league for schoolgirls. Man, I've seen that meme go pass around on Twitter. So he's identifying as a teenage girl. And so they put him with the teenage swimmers. First, they let men compete in women's sport. Now they're letting adult men compete against teenage girls and wander into their changing rooms. As hard as it might be to believe, in Canada, a 50-year-old man really is being allowed to compete in swimming competitions alongside 13 and 14-year-old girls. Melody Wisehart, formerly Nicolas Cepeda, is a professor of psychology and behavioral science at York University in Toronto, specializing in children and young people. He was spotted swimming in a competition, blah, blah, blah. The next week, to try to stand up to the story, several staff members at the recreation center confronted him. Its competition coordinator initially said he could not recall seeing a 50-year-old man competing alongside teenage girls. Menzies then presented him with the competition schedule, which showed that Wisehart's name and age alongside those of 9 teenage girls. Only then did the coordinator admit that Wisehart had indeed been allowed to take part. Wow. Keep your children away from psychologists. Keep your children away from public schools. Keep your children away from sports competition. Keep your children away from universities. At this point, there is no place safe. No place is safe. Anywhere where they could encounter people that you cannot vet, you could have this. I mean, can you imagine being a 13-year-old girl and you grow up in the world? It must be traumatizing to see that the society you're in is so sick that they have to use you. That some old man feels entitled to their presence around you through identity, gender identity, and that kind of crap, and that you are ultimately a product of consumption for this leftist society to display its morality. They are using these 13-year-old girls to form a group in which this guy feels comfortable. And as such, they are turning them into products for the enjoyment of an old man who's mentally ill. Absolutely sad. Maybe some people should test out the virtual reality in a padded room. We have other cases. I don't know if they're fakes, but some people, you know, they don't understand the first time with VR. They think that they can run away in this virtual space. Oh, shit. Oh, totally broke the VR here. Oh, my God. You have to be careful. VR is still quite pricey, you know? She broke the glasses totally. Another very worrying case here from Montana, which shows the absolute injustice that awaits parents, even in Republican states. You're not protected. Terrifying, CPS showed up to this family's home and took their 14-year-old daughter away after the parents opposed her gender transition. The state took custody of the teen, and the parents weren't allowed to see her. They were also excluded from her medical care and she was reportedly given vaccines without her parents' consent. This was not in California or New York. This was in Montana. The thing is, you may be in a Republican state, but the woman at the CPS who's abusing her power is not a Republican. She's a lesbian, and she's a state employee, and she's a Democrat. So don't think that being slightly Republican will be enough for a state. You're going to need massive political will from Republicans in extremely Republican state to protect against this kind of crap. And, you know, Jordan Peterson has a response to this case, which is basically a veiled appeal to violence. And I'm frustrated at this because I can't appeal to violence. There are cases where I would like to express myself more than I can, but I don't benefit from Jordan Peterson privilege, but he does. If this is true, it is absolutely beyond the pale. There would be no end to my reaction if this had happened within my family. Once your family is directly threatened in this matter, in this manner, there are literally no holds barred. I really, I'm annoyed by these kinds of reactions because it's the tough guy saying, oh, they better not come for my kid. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because, oh, you have a gun at home? Oh, wow. They're going to send the SWAT team at you, bro. They better not do this because I'm going to tell you. They're going to put you in jail. You have no power over what's taking over America right now. And I don't like when tough guys delude themselves into thinking they have power. You better organize, bro, and you better find a way to neutralize this movement politically, because your little barking will do nothing. You'll be like this guy who reaches for the gun and pow, 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 he gets shot and dies. You have no way to protect yourself against state invasions of rights, and you have no states in which you're safe. This is happening in Montana. And to Elon Musk, when is it that we equalize the ability for appeals to violence on Twitter? When is it that there's no Jordan Peterson privilege? Because I can't say what he just said. He's saying there's no holds barred. I can't say this. If I say this, I end up being banned. Can we equalize the free marketplace of ID? If Twitter is going to be a platform, I'm paying the price of following the rules. There are things I would like to say, some things that are against the rule, I don't say them. Why isn't Jordan paying the price for that? Why isn't Jordan paying the price when he calls for the genocide in Gaza? Not no holds barred, no holds barred, meaning the chokehold. Jordan Peterson was saying, basically, the chokehold should be allowed. U.S. identifies 3 soldiers killed in an attack in Jordan, so since it's going to be used now this night, maybe tonight, or maybe tomorrow morning to attack perhaps Syria. People believe that the Iran proxies in Syria, Lebanon might be targeted. Perhaps the Houthis of Yemen. Those are potential targets that the order of Joe Biden might have already announced that he was allowing the U.S. military to strike them. We have the names here of 3 soldiers who died. The Pentagon has offered an unusual reason why anti-air defenses failed at Jordan border base. It's fascinating because here we're all about to use this excuse as a justification for initiating a war against the regular law. But all wars of the U.S. are violative of the law because normally it's Congress responsibility to start a war. But in the US, the tradition is that the president does it still. Does it, even if he doesn't have the right to, and then he waits for Congress to come back him up. So we learned that basically it's a failure of anti-air defense at the US base that has led to this massive hit, which has led to many being injured and 3 deaths, which people have noted is irregularly high of a death count and of an injury count for a drone. Normally, a drone will get lucky if it kills one person. So how do we end up with 30 injuries and 3 deaths? First, I don't know. Second, it's a failure of the anti-drone defense of the U.S. They have now acknowledged that the operator of the anti-air defense has mistaken this arriving drone for a U.S. drone. He thought it was a U.S. drone because a U.S. drone happened to be, at the same time, due for return to the base. So here we have, is this a coincidence? Is this that the enemy is now learning, oh, it's easier to strike an American base when we join their own drone, because then the radar is confused? That's a possibility. Or even if you want to get conspiratorial, is it an intentional omission? Because the American regime was looking for an excuse anyway to join Israel. I think that these 3 possibilities are totally realistic. I wouldn't discard any of them, because every time we have seen America find an excuse for war, we have eventually found demonstrable lies in the series of events that were presented to us as justification. And so it would be kind of exceptional if for the first time in 30 years, America was making its wars based on actual truth. That would be spectacular. That would be unexpected. So given that now this series of events is used as justification for war, we, as early as tonight, President Joe Biden will authorize U.S. military action in the Middle East. There we go. I said 24 hours ago that that's how it would start. Biden has reportedly authorized military strikes on Iranian targets in the Middle East. And that was Biden 4 years ago in the 2020 election.
The last thing we need is another war in the Middle East. And folks, my greatest worry is, does anyone have confidence that Donald Trump has thought through what the next steps are? I mean, think about it. I know it almost sounds, you know, I spent my whole life doing national security and foreign policy. As chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and the reason why President Obama picked me was because of my background in national security and foreign policy and intelligence matters. You don't do things this way.
So Joe Biden, who was evoking the specter of a possible other war in the Middle East if we were to vote for Trump again, when in fact Trump was the only one to maintain worldwide peace, generally, other than some airstrikes, but generally, no country invasions under Trump. It was an exceptional moment of American history. Meanwhile, unprovoked killings, the ruthless, senseless killing of Tahrir Hamo in Jenin, West Bank. The IDF kept shooting until he was lifeless. He was doing nothing, just walking alone. Here he is walking. And the IDFs, they shoot from super far. They have no way of estimating threat, or they have no evidence that points to threat existing at all. They're just shooting from far away so that it can be denied exactly who shot and on what basis they shot. We've seen this again and again in video. And there you go. He's dead. That is how people die right now in Palestine under the umbrella of American military, the American military empire. Trump has reason to rage, but needs to stay calm and get even rather than mad. That is a counsel. Donald Trump gave one of his best and most conciliatory speeches of his political career after his win in the recent Iowa primaries. That might explain why the media will not cover it. For 6 years, observers have noted the disconnect between Trump's stellar record of governance, his occasional sense of humor, and even self-criticism, and his ad hominem venom that often turns off the 3-7% of the electorate in the suburbs who otherwise might vote for him. They started it, I finish it mode. Yeah, but I also want him to be angry. I want him to be Clarence Thomas levels of angry at the left, because I don't just want him to go there and take some small revenge and then bye-bye. I want him to be like Clarence Thomas. Like, how do I work my brain into finding new ways to pollute life for the leftists? How do I make their lives painful on an everyday basis? That's the Trump I want. Just like Clarence Thomas. Trump judged to decide on $370 million in penalties in New York real estate trial. Let me tell you, I hope that Trump has organized his insolvency. I hope that Trump has coordinated properly with his children so that his wealth will be in the form of crypto, and because no matter what this judge chooses, and I'm sure he's going to choose a super severe judgment against Trump in the upper scale of what he can choose. But we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, with E. Jean Carroll, $83 million. They're looking at just draining Trump from all his wealth. This is why the normie wealth is not wealth. Because they can seize it from you if they hate you. That is why you need to organize your wealth. You need to go into a world that they don't have access to. I hope that Trump is in the Bitcoin world, because he's not going to have anything left if it's officially in his name. Here, just more scenes from... This was an older scene where the Israelis apparently shot their own Israeli hostage. The Palestinians had equipped this Israeli hostage with a white flag to be sure that he wouldn't get shot. So apparently a kid, or seems like a kid, yes. And they shoot his mother. They shoot his mother, or at least the adult that was with the kid. That is so sad, but it's what's happening in Palestine. Last news item, the final scene of Arkham Batman. It's a total female takeover.
Well, Joker used to be real good at hurting people with words. But you, boop. Even when you're evil, you're still too good. You had a good run, Brucie. flying around Gotham, punching bad guys, cleaning up the streets, causing long-term mental and emotional damage to everyone.
So the Suicide Squad type of girl, Harley Quinn, is criticizing Batman because he's been causing long-term mental and emotional damage. And now she's going to make him pay for the emotional abuse that he has imposed on Gotham. Oh my God.
Everyone you knew. It's our turn now. After all we've been through. Oh. Bet you didn't think it'd be me at the end. Hobbits!
Ah, real base talk explains to me that he's a toxic male. Ah, okay. I had not realized that. In the end, he had to be eliminated. He was a toxic masculinity example.
Are we done with your bad stand-up routine?
Oh my God, the masculine response. He doesn't like her humor because she's a woman.
But you always gotta end on your best joke.
Thank you.